Well, first of all, I need to wish you a very happy and blessed Christmas. I really do hope that Christmas brings you many joys, many surprises, many wonderful surprises. Of course, behind all of our celebrations, our joys, you know, meeting the family, the good times of this time of year, is a very simple birth in Bethlehem. A small child was born in Bethlehem, and in the words of St. John in the Bible, the Word took flesh and lived among us. That's our faith. The Word took flesh and lived among us. If you tease out the original language in that little quote, we sometimes talk about the Word pitched his tent among us. Pitched his tent among us. He really did. He lived among us. He was a human being. He was one of us. And in a sense, that simple little thought that he is one of us, Jesus Christ our Saviour, Jesus Christ our companion, brings me actually back to a meeting I had with the Pope, Pope Francis, just a little while ago. He, of course, is a companion of Jesus, a Jesuit. That's at his most basic root, his identity. And when I was with him this year, he talked about the simple thing that no matter what happens, despite what might happen in our world, whatever we do, let's not be indifferent. I was at World Youth Day with him in the summer, about 2.3 million young Catholics, and he said, whoever you are, wherever you are, indifference is always a besetting sin. We need to look at our neighbour, to notice our neighbour, and actually to love our neighbour. And he said to all of those students, he said, well, you know, being a companion of Jesus, a follower of Jesus, means continuing along the road, continuing to do things, to think about things, just as Jesus is, but also, if you fall, if you stumble, you get up quickly. So I suppose my prayer for us all this Christmas is that behind all the joy, all the blessings of Christmas, all that happens at Christmas, we also get a glimpse of the child of Bethlehem, the man of Nazareth, the Word made flesh, the Son of God who pitched his tent among us.